And welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and hello, Julia.
Hello.
As you may know, last fall, hosted a trip down the Danube River, and it was very well attended, and I hope very well hosted, too. We had some 100 people there. Several of them were actually performers, as we discovered out underway on the Danube, and one of them is Julia Lake, who has come back and brought with her some of the fellow travelers from the Danube here in our Bug studio. We'll hear a couple of pieces from Julia, one of which she played on the river during kind of an impromptu talent show. And the circumstances were a little less controlled than we have today, as occasionally you'd be like locking through when somebody was playing the piano, and that was a little different, you know, bouncing and bumping around a little bit. But that's part of the greater part of performing, I guess. And so you've come from Kenosha today?
Yes.
And the day job, have you forsaken that for the day, or how does that work?
Yeah, I told them I would not be in today.
Well, I hope they were okay with that. Should I ask, what is the day job? We'll keep it in suspense. How about that? Suspense.
Okay. Okay.
That's a tease. But about your piano playing. Now, how long have you been playing the piano?
I started when I was 7 years old.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah. Doing very quick math here, you have been playing the piano for 14 years.
Yes, 14 years.
And you have had a variety of teachers, or just one teacher all the time, or how does that work?
I had one teacher when I was, growing up. My parents found somebody to teach me, and then when I was 18, I got another teacher just for a couple months.
So. And now you're teacherless?
I am teacherless.
You just play. Okay. Well, you know, it's a lifelong learning situation, and so somewhere along the line, maybe you'll have another teacher and, you know, keep progressing as you go. But in the meantime, of course, it's a wonderful companion, isn't it, to have that piano and be able to sit down and play and kind of enter a different world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shall we enter the world of Muzio Clementi now? He was a contemporary of Mozart. And if you saw Amadeus, very, very briefly, there was a scene in there where Mozart disses Clementi, but of course he did a lot of dissing, so it's not to be taken too much to heart. Clementi was one of the great composers of the time. He not only played the piano, but he manufactured and sold pianos. He was a man of many parts and quite a prolific composer. So what do you have for us?
Today I'll be playing the first movement of his Sonatina in C major.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. Clementi, Julia Lake. Clemente has a lot of charm, and you brought that out in that performance, Julia.
Thank you, sir.
So, now about this day job. Let's do a little bit of I've Got a Secret, you know.
Okay.
or What's My Line, I guess, would be more appropriate. Of course, this is from way before your time. So is this a job that requires you to do a lot of traveling?
More or less.
More or less, okay. Is it a job that enables you to listen to the radio? Or
all the time.
All the time. Should I ask what radio station you listen to?
Well, I am not able to listen to the same station all the time because of the moving around, mm-hmm. So...
Well, you know, we have quite a number of them around Wisconsin, this particular network. I shouldn't fish too hard, or I may get in some trouble here. So clearly, it was not a loaded question. Very unloaded. Okay, well, we'll get a couple of more hints, maybe, and get to the truth later. But now you're going to change eras on us, and we're going to go into the Romantic era. And what do you have from there?
I'll be playing Chopin's Valse in C-sharp minor.
Thank you.
those famous waltzes, Waltz in C-sharp minor by Frédéric Chopin. It's always a little bit mysterious as to why, say, one waltz is more famous than another. There's a je ne sais quoi to that, and I suppose always will be. Our pianist, Julia Lake, and let's see, now about this job of yours, before we pass it on to the other studio. Let's see, it's a traveling job. Get to listen to the radio, sometimes to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Majority.
And does this job involve driving on your part?
Yes, I drive.
And do you drive a large object or a small one?
Yes, it is a large object.
Is this an object that we might see in our neighborhoods from time to time?
Ideally, no.
Ideally,
not,
no.
Not okay. In the neighborhood, so to speak.
Okay, so it doesn't have to do with sanitation. All right, I give up. What is it?
I'm a truck driver. I drive semis.
Semis, okay. Well, congratulations. That's pretty exciting. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, about half a year.
Half a year. So going okay then?
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations. And thanks for coming in today.
Yeah.
And maybe see you on some other voyage or trip, some other WPR event again.
Hopefully.
Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And good driving. Okay.
Thank you.